Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined this morning by Dara O'Neill, Senior Manager with the EPA's Research Programme. Dara, you're very welcome to the programme this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Listen, before we get into this massive funding announcement, can you tell me a little bit about what the EPA is and the work that you do?
Yeah, the EPA is the Environmental Protection Agency for Ireland, and we have a very broad remit of work that we do across the country, focused on things like regulation and licensing, and that spans from everything in the area of drinking water, wastewater, air quality, and on from there. And we also are a scientific organisation, so we're very much focused on the knowledge that we can use, the best knowledge we can use to inform all of our activities and those regulatory activities. And we also try to advocate strongly as well for environment protection and to ensure that we're doing the right thing to address all of the challenges we're facing at the moment in relation to climate change and environmental degradation.
And yesterday, the EPA announced €14.3 million for new research, particularly research with regards to addressing climate and environmental challenges. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, as I mentioned there previously, I think we're all familiar now with the challenges we're facing around climate change, environmental degradation, our transition as a society to sustainability. And these are happening now, but we're also aware these are going to be happening into the future. So we're thinking as well on timelines of, you know, 2050 has become very familiar to all of us. So research plays a really key part in planning for all of these changes and mitigating against some of those changes that will come. So yeah, yesterday we've announced $14.3 million for 33 new research projects. They'll be conducted across primarily the universities and technological universities, but also by some SMEs and charity organisations. And they're really going to be focused on addressing knowledge gaps as they pertain to climate and environmental challenges, and really to provide us with that evidence that we need to make the best decisions we can to plan for the future. So we understand what the potential impacts of climate change and changes in our environment are, and that we can then use that information to plan, invest and have good and robust policy for the future.
So, Dara, your own work then as the EPA's research senior manager there with the EPA's research programme, you're obviously very involved in these kind of research projects.
Yes. Yeah. No. I oversee the delivery of our research program, and I work with a number of people within my team who manage these projects. But we have a great range of projects under these 33. They really do span a very broad range, going from climate change to protection of our environment and the green and circular economy, as well as the impacts of environmental change on our health. I mean, maybe I can mention one project, for example, that might be of interest in the southeast, where they're developing a digital twin of in Tramore. So they're looking at the Bath Strand in Tramore and using digital technologies to try and, I suppose, develop a really detailed model of that area. And they're looking at things like, you know, increasing population, increasing tourist numbers, and the effect that might have on that area, and ensuring that, or understanding how to ensure that a balance is retained between those human impacts and the ecological impacts. And the development of these kind of digital technologies can help you know, people in government and making policy to really plan in an informed way for that economic development, and ensure that the impact is minimised while still retaining the opportunity of that development.
Will all of these projects kind of come to fruition this year, or is there a timeline there?
Yeah, there's a bit of a variety. So the 33 projects range from some that are quite short term and very focused. So they'll be of about 12-month duration. So in about a year's time, these projects are just starting now, and in about a year's time, we should see some reports and recommendations on planning and policy coming out at the end of them. But some of the projects are longer, so maybe up to 4 years. So the timeline for delivery is a little bit longer, and it's really important for a number of reasons that we have those longer projects, some of these problems are very, very complex, and it can just take time to work through that, and the collaboration that's required both nationally and internationally to engage in that. But also in terms of skills development, that's a really key output of these projects as well. We're developing highly skilled people with knowledge and expertise in the area of environment and climate change, including PhD students who need a number of years to work through through these projects. So we'll be funding those, that capacity development in those areas that are really critical to ensure that we can, as society, develop sustainably and towards a greener future.
Where did your passion for the environment come from, Dara?
For me, I think, I have a passion for research. I've worked in the area of research for for nearly 20 years, having done research myself, and more recently moved with a focus into the area of the environment. And I just see the potential for research to really impact all of us so critically in informing how we address these challenges that we're all facing, whether it be environmental degradation or particularly climate change, and just the critical role that this is going to play in ensuring a safer and better future, I suppose.
And if people want to find out a little bit more work about the projects or about the work of the EPA, where can they find some more information?
Yeah, if they go to our website, epa.ie, they can read a bit more detail around the overall programme that of research in the press release, and then we have a list of all of the 33 projects and the institutions that are that are going to be leading on those projects on our website as well. So all the information can be found there. If there's more information that's needed, they can always get in touch with us as well.
Dara O'Neill, Senior Manager with the EPA's research programme on that €14.3 million investment funding for new research across 33 projects nationally. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dara.
Thanks for having me on.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.